This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
And then verse 12 is a powerful verse, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and so that you will not be dependent on anybody. Respect of outsiders means this: you are known not just as somebody who comes to Crossview, and so am I. If you live in a neighborhood, people don't associate you necessarily with the church. They associate with you as a neighbor. People you work with, they don't think of church, they think of you as a co-worker. People that meet with you on social occasions or at school or whatever the case may be out in the public, they don't look at you as somebody from a church. They look at you as somebody outside the church. And isn't it interesting that Paul said, hopefully you have the respect of outsiders, so that your life is lived in such a way that people who don't know Christ respect how you live, how you talk. William Barclay, who's a Scottish commentator, said something very strong. He said, there are a lot of Christians and churches who are very adamant about defending their religious beliefs in public. Christian people, churches, adamant about defending their religious beliefs in public. And then he said something where you could hear a pin drop, I'm sure. He said, but if that church doesn't pay its bills, or that Christian doesn't pay his or her bills, they don't have any religious beliefs to defend. Wow. Somebody doesn't pay their bills, a church doesn't pay its bills, they don't have a leg to stand on in terms of defending a belief because they don't have any religious beliefs to defend. He was talking about this verse, about having a respect of outsiders in terms of life. I want to close with two stories. One of the most moving things to me about this week, the three women that were released from 10 years of captivity in Cleveland. And by the way, I had no idea when I spoke first and second service that there would be a man here from Cleveland who knew one of the families. I had no idea when I shared that would be the case. But one of the things that struck me about one of the three women that was released, and some of you heard this in the news, where a relative said the one thing that their family member was looking forward to doing was just getting outside and breathing the air. For 10 years, they've basically been isolated in solitary confinement, literally. And they're looking forward to being able to be outside and breathing. And you know what I thought, as crazy as this will sound to some of you? I thought of Acts 3:19, where there's a message given to people and it says, repent. Repent and turn to God so that your sins will be wiped out and times of refreshing will come. And looking it up in the original, I found out that times of refreshing means recovery of breath. When a person repents of sin in their life, they're able to breathe again. Wow, what an illustration. What an application of that story from Cleveland. What she was looking forward to was being able to breathe outside air again. When you repent of your sin and you turn to God, you're able to breathe again emotionally. You're able to breathe again spiritually. Times of refreshing come, recovery of breath. Well, rarely on this program do I prep you for the story you're going to hear the following day, but I'm going to do that today. It's been a long time since I've told a story that produced an audible reaction. I could hear people reacting to the story I'm going to tell tomorrow on Crossroad, people responding with emotion and with tears. It's a powerful story. It's not original with me. It happens to be from D.L. Moody. But I want you to tune into Crossroad tomorrow to hear this powerful story about repentance and about a prodigal son coming home. God bless you. Thanks for listening to Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.